Bee boo boo bop boo boo bop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Krabs.
I just thought it was appropriate because today we're talking about aliens.
That is robots.
Oh, well, they're kind of connected. I went through some conspiracy theories, and there's definitely one that's connected to robots.
Do you think that aliens talk like that? Like, bee-boo-bop-bop, bee-boo-bop-bop?
I feel like it's within the realm of possibility.
Okay.
I mean, you can't say that it's not. You can't be like, you can't definitively say that, hey, aliens definitely don't talk like this. We don't know.
Oh, that is, yeah, that is true. You got me there. You got me there.
So, also, there's definitely alien robots in Doctor Who.
Yes.
Which is a TV show, so we're bringing it all back to TV.
Which is a TV show.
No, guys, I actually saw...
Did you know?
do you know what's really funny is I actually saw an ad for, Doctor Who earlier today. Like, a TV advert. And I was just like, oh, because I was watching Riverdale, so I was actually watching live TV, so I saw a commercial.
For Doctor Who?
Yeah. I was just like, this is so weird, because, like, the way it looks, it's so, like, cinematic and shit. I'm like, they really stepped up the production value on that show.
They did with Matt Smith, I think.
That's fair. I feel like there was definitely, watching Doctor Who, there was always definitely an inclination within that show of, like, how the direction they were going with how cinematic it was becoming.
Oh, like, it got better every season?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, the storytelling... It was here and there, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But it always looked good.
I saw GIFs. I saw GIFs recently that were like, oh my god, it was so funny. It was like Rosa Parks, and I was like, what is this like weird like live action Rosa Parks thing? And then somebody like tagged it, and it was like Doctor Who, and I was like, are you serious? Like, are you fucking serious?
They did that. They surely did it. They're just like, women. We're really going for it this time. Women. Oh, women empowerment. I'm like, okay. I mean, I can't fault you for it. But at the same time, I'm just like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's like that, they did that Vincent Van Gogh episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about some shit.
Talk about your white people. Anyway, tell the class what we're doing today, Chad.
We're talking aliens. We're talking conspiracy theories. We're talking our favorite aliens from television and, I guess, by extension, movies. I don't know. It's mostly in television because we watch more TV than anything anyway. But within that, we're also talking about what we believe.
Yes.
That's what we're talking today, people. What we believe. What do you believe?
What do you believe?
Here on It's 2 a.m., we ask the hard-hitting questions.
Here on our BuzzFeed Unsolved spinoff.
Oh, by the way, did you watch the finale for that?
I did.
I did as well.
Oh! Yes, wait, the one where they went to the lady's house?
Yes.
Yeah, that was wild.
That was wild. And I also, like, I was also watching the postmortems this whole season, so that was interesting. Yeah.
That's really funny, because this is the first season that Shane hasn't done the hot dog.
I know, thing. That was really funny. I was just like, I have yet to meet the hot dog. I'm afraid now.
Yeah, you should be afraid. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I became increasingly frustrated with Shane throughout the season. But my love for Ryan was reignited. I was just like, watching him throughout the postmortems, I'm just like, wow, those times when you're really just like, I'm gonna wear some, like, a hoodie and, like, a hat, I'm like, Okay.
Yeah.
That had nothing to do with aliens, but anyway, they did have another episode where they talked about aliens.
Yeah, they did. They did. They, like that, like new footage. Yeah. Or whatever that was released.
Yeah, I went and looked that up, and I sent you the article, and it was really funny because like it was CNN, and they were like, "Yeah, this isn't suspicious, is it? They're definitely not trying to cover something up, are they?" I'm like, "Well, you got me there. I don't know what to say to that." I mean, it does seem rather suspicious, but I don't know what to say about it.
Well, that's kind of like my feelings overall about, you know, all these things where it's like, have aliens made contact? Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, you can't prove that they didn't.
You can't prove it didn't happen. Speaking of which, let's talk about Area 51.
Yeah. Just in general?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's at the top of the conspiracy theories when it comes to aliens.
True.
And on top of that, what's really funny is I just started watching Roswell with Catherine, and, you know,
yes,
Roswell.
You said you did.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is some delicious 90s garbage, let me tell you.
So what is the overall plot of that? Because isn't it, like, aliens, but they look like real people, and they're, like, living with real people?
Yeah, so, like, they were in these pods, and they were, like, I don't know. They were in these pods, and then they, like, came out when they were, like, kids or something. They were, like, 8 or 9 or something, and were just walking on the road, and some family found them and adopted them. And yeah, but they're aliens with, like, fucking powers and shit, and I'm just like, okay.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I can't wait to talk about it.
I can't wait to hear you talk about it. and not watch it myself.
Area 51.
Yes. When did you... Do you remember first hearing about Area 51? Like, do you remember being, like, a teenager and, like, getting really into, like, conspiracy theories and stuff and reading about Area 51? Because I do.
I feel like I did the exact opposite, and I went in that kind of fucking Sailor Moon direction where I'm just like, oh, there has to be, like, really cool alien races out there. They're probably, like, very similar to us. And I had that whole, like, fantasy sci-fi route in my mind. Instead, I was just like, oh, aliens definitely exist. Like, that, like, Earth... As soon as I went to science class and they were just like, here is what the other planets are. And I'm just like, okay, so we can observe that there are other planets out there. I'm like, I'm like, there's only, what, 8 or 9 planets in our fucking solar system? And I'm just like, this isn't the only fucking solar system. If anything, I'm like, we're just figuring out, like, we can only get a telescope to look so far and be like, oh, there's something way over there. And then, like, start looking even further in that direction. It's just like, oh, there's more shit over there.
So you were saying, like, you're saying that you were more into the possibility of life on other planets way out there rather than they had made contact with us.
Yeah, because I'm like, there's just so much to imagine, especially when they're just like, oh, so it probably looks like this because there's just so much out there. And I'm just like, oh God, where does it end? There's so much out there.
Do you feel like they have made contact with us?
Probably at some point, but you know, most of the time I'm sure they were just, people didn't see them. So they were just like, they did their shit and then they left.
People didn't see them. That's why we don't have proof. Because people didn't see them.
I mean, I don't think it was always when it was technologically advanced. They could have came here at any point in time and just been, like, chilling out for a second and then decide to leave.
Yeah, that's why there was an episode of Cosmos about that. The new one with Neil deGrasse Tyson. One of the episodes was about how, like, this ancient civilization, like, knew about knew about really far away distant stars that they could have had no way or no technology that would have allowed them to see that. So they were basically saying, like, this is proof that aliens may have visited, because how else would they know about this distant planet slash star?
Exactly. I mean, there are just so many questions that remain unanswered. That's really what it is.
I really hope everyone can hear my cat right now.
I mean, I can.
Hi. Do you want to be on the podcast? No, he wants to leave my room. Yeah, I mean, I kind of like the theory better that they've made contact with us, like, thousands and thousands of years ago rather than more recent. But, you know, I gotta admit, reading everything about Area 51, it's pretty convincing that they may have... that something, at least...
has happened.
Yeah, something... maybe not aliens, per se, but something...
something strange.
Something that the government wants to hide.
Something peculiar that is out of the ordinary that they're just skirting around to the side. Experiments.
I mean, overall, do I believe the government is lying to us? Yes.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, that's neither here nor there. I mean, just with...
we're going to be taken off Spotify immediately.
Immediately. They're just like, oh, you've said too much. No,
you
just...
You must report now.
I feel like with Area 51, it's really just about, like, that fucking crash thing that one year. I don't remember what year it was.
In the 50s, right?
Yeah, something like that. 1950-something. Something happened when the crash was real, and they definitely tried to cover it up with being like, oh, this was just, like, a weather balloon.
That's my favorite cover-up.
Yeah, like when they...
my favorite excuse.
When they did that episode for BuzzFeed Unsolved, I'm like, okay. Like, it was a weather balloon. I'm like, the pictures, I'm like, it doesn't look like any kind of weather balloon. Also, why was the weather balloon way over here doing that? And it's like, oh, it crashed. It's just like, why was it way over there? It made no sense. Like, the story made no sense. It's just like, oh, it was a weather balloon testing that we were doing. I'm like, why is the government testing weather balloons? That seems so random.
Also, what is a weather balloon? Just, like, in general, like, what is it?
I don't know. I think it's just one of those balloons that just, like, tracks, like, moisture and wind patterns and stuff. And from that, like, they're the things that make those maps. And that's how meteorologists are like, oh, this is what the weather's going to be.
Interesting.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
So it was 1947 that it happened.
See, we were wrong. But it was close to the 50s. It was close
enough.
Very
close, yeah.
It's close enough diner's aesthetic.
Yeah.
I can't wait for them to do an aliens storyline on Riverdale. That'll be so fun.
Do you feel like that's the natural progression of where they're going?
I feel like it'll definitely be, like, season 5.
Yeah, I can see that.
It can't be the direct next season because they're doing, like, a supernatural thing right now. So I'm like, aliens can't be the next thing you do. That's just too much. You're doing too much. You're reaching too far. You're getting too close to the sun, Icarus. Hey, you kid, get down from there.
Hey, kid. Hey, you kid. Get off of that thing there. As long as they cross over with Sabrina.
I mean, true. True facts.
I'm just looking up pictures of weather balloons now.
Because you're trying to figure out what they are.
Weather balloon for sale. Yes, that's what I want. Yeah, I mean, the thing that really gets me is, like, when they talk about how the material that was found at the crash is, like, unlike any sort of material that is has been known to modern technology.
Yeah.
You know, like, what the quote-unquote weather balloon was made of. It's, like, some sort of metalloid, but, like, nothing that we had ever, I don't know, discovered or invented before.
What if their story was actually the truth wrapped in a lie? Like, there was a crash, but they were testing, like, alien tech or something, and then they didn't know how the fuck it worked, so it fucking crashed. But it's like, there could have been a crash that happened before that.
They were testing alien tech, like, that they already had?
Yeah. And they just covered the crash up.
By saying it was a weather balloon?
Yeah. So it's
so
like...
So you're saying instead of the theory that aliens crashed there, it was the government testing alien technology. Is
that what you're saying? Yeah, that had already crashed.
Yeah.
What if that was what it was?
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible, because in any case, it's just the government trying to cover something up.
It's true. So,
I mean, it's very possible to me that the government already knew of alien contact even before that happening.
Yeah.
So they could have very well had alien technology.
I mean, it's true. I mean, there are... Hey, I sent you that conspiracy theory video about aliens, and it had a lot of...
That was so funny.
There were a lot of really funny theories that he was throwing out there.
Yeah, no, share some, because you were telling me a little bit about them, but I don't think we fully discussed them, because you were like, some of them were just so wild.
Oh, yeah, here's my favorite one, which was Earth is a prison.
Oh.
Because that...
I mean... I already feel like that one is great.
I just love it, because he's just like... So there's this theory that Earth is a prison. Like, we have already made contact with other alien life, but then they were just like, keep that to yourselves. And then we're just like, y'all can't go past this Mars. Y'all can't go past Mars.
Okay.
Stay over there. And we ain't got no problems. And that's why Earth is a prison. Like, we can't go anywhere.
They purposely set up, like, a force field. Is that what it is?
I guess. It's the ozone layer, and it's starting to break apart, and we can finally break out of the prison. I don't know. That would be really funny.
It's the ozone layer.
That's what...
Yeah, except for if we fully break through it, we'll die. So there you go. I guess that tracks.
Only on that one side. It's like, to stay away from that one side of the planet for that time of the year. Everyone avoid the hole.
The hole.
The ozone hole.
Which is actually like hundreds of thousands of miles wide. Alright, I like that one.
That Earth is a prison. I thought you would. I honestly did. Because I too feel like my body is a prison.
Mm-hmm.
No, I read something on Tumblr the other day. It was like, it was so funny. It was like, your heartbeat is your ghost hatching. And the funny thing is, like, under it was another comment that said, we haven't had any unsuccessful hatchings yet. And then under that was just like one of those scared pictures of Anthony Petrelli, what's his face? From Anthony from Queer Eye.
From Queer Eye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny, because I was just like, ah, yes, I'm a human trapped in a body. I didn't ask to be born, but I'm afraid to die.
I love that reaction picture of Anthony.
It's pretty funny. Gay fear.
Gay fear. Don't leave your teeth lying around.
for a sensitive gay boy to find.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, another really funny one was Bigfoot is an alien.
Oh yeah, I've definitely seen that one.
That, of course you have. You love conspiracy theories.
Bigfoot is an alien.
It's just really funny because that one was just like, Bigfoot is an alien, and all of the, there's a whole race of Bigfoot aliens, and people keep seeing them, but they're like, they're aliens, so they only see them for a little while, and then they're gone, and I'm like, what? How
wasn't
is this?
Wasn't that an episode of Futurama?
Was it?
Yeah, they, like, found Bigfoot. He was an alien.
I want to say, no, I think what it was is there were, I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know. The episode I'm probably remembering is, I feel like I'm remembering it wrong.
There was definitely a Bigfoot episode. That's a really funny theory though, because it kind of sounds like you're already assuming Bigfoot is real. So it's like layer one is that Bigfoot is real, and then layer two is that he's an alien. And not look, just a
you're just gonna
humanoid
have
to, beast.
You're just going to have to accept that Bigfoot definitely exists. I feel like that's why Bigfoot's walking around. He's trying to find, like, bits and pieces to build his fucking shit back. What if he was the one who crashed at Roswell? Ooh. And he's just been trying to put his ship together forever.
He's a 1,000-year-old alien.
I believe it. That's the cover-up.
Maybe he,
And sometimes he works for the government, and other times he's just like, you know what, I don't want to deal with you guys, and just wanders around.
Sometimes he puts on a little suit and goes to work in the office.
Well, he's Bigfoot, so it would be a big suit.
Puts on a little suit and tie. Puts on a little jacket.
Again.
A little briefcase.
Again, this theory just, you have to accept the fact that Bigfoot is real.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously.
And is a member of the Men in Black.
Yes. Yeah, it's funny, Bigfoot theories don't get me as much as alien theories. Because I feel like when I read Bigfoot theories, I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever, he's out there, great. But like when I read alien theories and people are like, I got abducted, da-da-da, I'm like, oh my god. It really freaks me out.
I want to know why does it?
I don't know. I like have always been always been freaked out by like alien abduction stories. I must have like seen something or read something when I was a kid, and like it just stuck with me, like that I thought I was gonna be abducted.
I can't wait for you to get abducted by aliens and to tell me about it. Can you please can we follow your journey via podcast before you get abducted?
I'm gonna record live from the ship.
Whoa, guys!
Hey, guys! I'm getting probed.
They look nothing like how you thought they would. They look way scarier.
They all look like Gary Busey.
No, what if they look like fucking giant insects? Ugh. Or even worse, like giant like slugs or something, like those blood leech sluggy things.
Ew. I don't know why when you said insects, I immediately thought of praying mantises.
Yeah, just giant praying mantises with octopus mouths.
Oh my god, ew.
Horrifying.
Yeah, honestly, like, so that's one of the biggest things about aliens and alien theories that always gets me is the fact that they're, like, the stereotype of, like, what they look like is just these, like, they kind of are shaped like humans, but they have more, like, amorphous bodies, and they're always gray, and they have gigantic heads and gigantic eyes.
Yeah, on their planets, they're just on their planet of cartoon land.
I was reading something recently, and now I wish I could remember. There's a reason that they're always described like that. Like, it, or not a reason, but there's like an origin, and I want to say it's Hollywood related. Like, I want to say that they just got portrayed in like movies that way, and so now, like, when you hear like quote unquote abduction stories, they just like play on people's preconceived notions of like what aliens have always looked like in Hollywood.
Oh, so they can immediately dismiss them. They're all like, oh, I saw an alien. I was abducted by an alien. It's like, sir, I think you're just having a psychotic episode and thinking about that one Hollywood movie.
Yeah, see, I think aliens, if they were smart enough, they're disguising themselves to look like that so that we will dismiss people's abduction stories.
Hey, I mean, one of the theories I have down here is that aliens are, aliens have already infiltrated.
Like shape-shifting aliens?
Yes, I guess. They're like, oh, they've already infiltrated our government as, like, popular figures and politicians and shit like that.
Yeah.
I
like that theory as, like, a fun fantasy, and, like, I would watch a show about that, but I don't, like, that's not one that I actually, like, buy into.
Another one was that the Illuminati was prepping Earth. Was prepping Earth for alien invasion.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Oh, how delightful.
I'm ready.
Thank you so much for preparing us for our alien overlords.
I always remember this one quote, from, I have the Invader Zim box set on DVD, and there's, like, a lot of director's commentary on it, and, like, creator's commentary, and I always remember this one quote from the creator where he was, like, talking about how, however aliens were depicted, in any media, they were always smarter, yet uglier than humans. He was like, they're always way more advanced than us, and yet always uglier. I was like, it's true. But we're probably really ugly to them, so.
True. Fair. I was thinking, like, it's probably just because of the way that we perceive them. They're like, they don't look like us. Unless they look like fucking Greek god, like, taller versions of us, but, like, Greek gods. We're not like, oh, we understand what they look like.
Yeah, I mean, they probably don't look anything like humans at all, because they're, well, although, I don't know. If another planet were to sustain life, I guess they would have to look, they would be somewhat similar to us, right?
Sure. I feel...
Science back me up on this.
Well, they have to live within a habitable zone of whatever star they're next to.
Yeah. So, like, wouldn't, like, I don't know. I don't don't know enough about fucking science.
Well, in general. it all deals with whatever the attributes of their planet and shit are.
For like the climate?
Yeah, all that kind of stuff for, like, evolution and whatnot. Vegetation, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, but...
And then if they're intelligent enough to develop into a intelligent race...
Right.
And then use their resources and do blah, blah, blah. Basically everything that humanity's done.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
And if they're better than us because they're smarter, they probably don't have as many issues.
Yeah.
Or maybe they have more. Who knows?
Or they have more. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. No, actually a good,
More knowledge, more problems.
A movie that I really like, dealing with alien invasion is Arrival. Did you see that?
I did.
Yeah. I actually really enjoyed that because I feel like the genre of alien invasion movies has gotten so oversaturated with, like, I don't know. I just feel like it was, like, for a long time, it was, like, a very, very cheesy genre. And I think that Arrival really brought it back into, like, modern times as far as, like, being, like, ooh, this is what aliens could actually be like, you know? Mm-hmm. If they were a far more advanced species than us, which it's possible.
I mean, I believe they are, but I feel like they wouldn't be how we perceive them as. That's why I like a bit of the depictions that Doctor Who has, just because I'm like, yeah, I feel like alien life would be way different than how we think it is. Like, with the Daleks or the Cybermen, there's, like, the Cybermen are just, like, fucking super intelligent robots or something.
So, right, so you mentioned robots earlier. Now, are the Cybermen and the Daleks, I suppose, like, who built them, though?
Well, the Daleks were a race of, like, intelligent beings, and then they believed themselves to be the perfect alien race and just go and wipe out other alien races because they're...
Yeah, but they're still machines.
No, they are inside machines. Like, what Daleks look like is, like, completely different. Those things that they're in are just, like, they're ships, basically.
So they built them, though.
Yeah.
Okay. But then who built the Cybermen?
The Cybermen, I think, are also kind of, like, a race that, like, what it was is they were a race kind of like us and then just learned how to make a better version of themselves, and it was, like, kind of a robot. Mm-hmm. And they kind of, what they do is they go from planet to planet and, like, assimilate other things. Like, they learn how they live on that planet and then, like, assimilate them or something and then move on to another planet. So they become, like, the perfect being.
I haven't watched Doctor Who in a long time, so I forget a lot of these details, but...
I'm just going off of what I vaguely remember. I think that's correct, but...
Yeah. No, it sounds right, because they were both, like, villain characters.
Yeah, but they were trying to show them in, like, different ways. It's like, one wants to assimilate you, one wants to just destroy you. Which would you prefer?
Yeah, I do like on Doctor Who how, because it's so expansive, and because the nature of it is, like... We're going to go all around the universe to every little nook and cranny we can find. There are a lot of different depictions of alien life throughout the universe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like, you can just... Doctor Who is really ultimate sci-fi in that respect, is that it just really is balls to the wall. Like, it's just having fun with it.
Very true. I mean, you know, once you get the theme song, you know what you're in for.
It's true. Some warping through a portal.
Yeah, you're like, da-da-da-da, woo-doo-doo. You're like, yeah, okay, here we go.
Here we go. Here we fucking go. And then they're like, Rosa Parks. And you're like, all right.
On today's very special episode of Doctor Who.
We're going to remind you all that black people exist. Because we forgot for, like, 8 seasons. Who's Martha? Yeah. No, I haven't watched Doctor Who in a while, but... but I'm still gonna rag on it for an hour.
Some crimes can never be forgiven. Yeah, but I really feel like aliens are either just... far different than what we perceive them as, or aliens just are, like, fucking robots or something. They're probably not humanoid like that. They're probably not, like, versions of us.
Yeah, I don't know. It's really hard to say because, again, like I said, I don't know the science behind it, and so it's possible that aliens are just, like, a bug species, you know, like
like a hyper intelligent bug species, and really and gross.
Not even hyper intelligent, just like a fucking, you know, like go way back in our history, like the crustacean period or whatever, and like, is that the right word, crustacean?
I don't know.
You know, where there was just like a lot of water. And, yeah. Like aliens that could literally be as far as they've gotten in their evolutionary. Crustacean.
Are you Googling it?
Maybe.
I thought you were going to say something like cephalopod or something. Like, yeah. I mean, squids are supposedly one of the most intelligent races on this planet. Squids. They're supposed to be super intelligent, like, sans us, but because of evolution, they, like, there isn't a lot of them, and I'm like, oh, thank God.
oh, thank God. Can we you don't imagine even... squids, like, as the...
becoming our overlords? I'm like, oh, God, it would just be so fucking horrifying.
Sorry, guys. It's the... I can't even pronounce it because I'm going to say it wrong. It's not the crustacean period.
What is it then? Is it the cephalopod?
Cretaceous.
Cretaceous. The Croatoan?
The Croatoan. Oh, God.
Krakatoa! Really love the SpongeBob references, but...
yes, so sorry. But yeah, anyway. Aliens could be, like, fucking, like, one-cell organisms, you know?
True. I like the theory that they're, like, in that movie Annihilation, where they're just, like, so completely different than what we perceive them as. It's just like, they just look like little mimic things, and then they shapeshift into us, and then they take over our lives. And I'm like, is that what happened to Avril Lavigne?
Yes.
They keep saying she's like a shapeshifting lizard person, and I'm just like, why a lizard person?
No, she's a clone.
The thing with different. All right, see, hear my thing. My thing with the clone theory is I'm just like, why would they clone Avril Lavigne? If they could use the technology to do anything, why clone Avril Lavigne?
Because I feel like she's like famous enough, but like not so famous.
But why would you wouldn't want your clone to be in the public eye. You wouldn't want people drawing attention to the fact that they could be a clone. If you're going to clone somebody, you're going to...
They have to test whether people would notice.
Okay, but if someone were going to clone someone, I feel like they would just clone some rando who no one would miss, clone them, and then send them someplace and then see if people notice if they're different. And if they do, they just quietly, like, you know, like, shoot them in the head or something.
But if it's someone that no one would miss, then...
Why not shoot them in the head? That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, no. Then how would they... how would people notice that they're different?
Well, you can just... I think what they're trying to figure out is if someone notices they're different from, like, normal people. They're like, oh, he really loves to, like, fucking... rip people's esophaguses out in public. Like, that's not a normal thing. They're that's like, just
classic Gary.
This is like rips people's throats out.
Gary from The Office loves to just tear the throats out. No, I think it was like a... If that theory were true, I think that, you know, they were trying to test whether like the general public would be able to tell.
Well, I guess people can because they literally just continuously talk about how she's a fucking clown. So I'd be like, well, test failed.
They were like, fuck.
Well, we can't do anything about it now. She just has to stay there.
I forget why that started. Is it just because she, like, looks kind of different.
I guess. I can't wait for her to have, like, an Adult Swim animated series at some point called My Little Clone or something.
It's like in Robot Chicken claymation style.
They're trying to revive Clone High, but in a different fashion. You know, for a different generation. We really want to reach those millennials. Really appeal to that conspiracy theory deep inside them.
I forgot about Clone High.
I think a lot of people forgot about Clone High. The show didn't do that well in its original run, but it's become something that people just randomly watch.
Almost like a cult following.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if I wanted to call it a cult because I don't know if it's that big.
Yeah, it's not like super popular, but yeah.
It's very niche.
So who are some of the alien characters that we wanted to talk about besides Doctor Who? Because I could rant about how much I hate that show for a while.
I'm not going to say a lot, but a good bit of the first ones I wrote down were definitely Doctor Who, because I was just like, yeah, I could believe that they're like that. I could even believe that there's a version of the Doctor out there where there's, like, a humanoid race that's, like, smarter than us that can, like, do some kind of weird ability or some shit, and then they get themselves into a situation where it's just like, uh-oh, I accidentally destroyed our entire race, but I'll just spend the rest of my life trying to make up for it.
Yeah, isn't the Doctor the last of their kind?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But then the reason he's the last of their kind is because they were going to do something, like, bad or something. Like, they weren't bad people. They were just about to, like, misuse their power because they could. And then he's, like, I think that's the storyline. It's like he stopped them because... I like how this has become, like, an episode about Doctor Who, even though we were talking about aliens. It's like, God damn it. I revealed that I was once a Whovian.
It's a... Oh, God. Rose forever.
I like Donna. Well,
yeah.
Donna's my favorite.
Oh, I love Donna. Yeah. I just... Rose was, like, the original... Was the first one I watched, so... She, like, is in my heart.
She is in my... I first became attached to her when I was a wee lass. I also have Kazoo on here from the Flintstones. Because I liked that. What, didn't they have Kazoo in, like, the live action? In one of the live actions?
Oh, I do not remember. I have not seen the live action Flintstones.
What? Oh my god. How have we not talked about this? There's two of them. They're terrible.
Yeah. No, I know. How have we not talked about
this? I don't know. How have we not watched it before? Oh my god, they're from 1994. Jesus Christ. I didn't realize they were that far back. Oh 1994. My god. I know what I'm buying myself for Christmas. The Flintstone movies.
I love it. Were there two of them?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Oh, wait, it wasn't Kazoo, it was Gazoo.
Ah.
So says the internet.
Very different.
Even though I keep spelling it wrong, I keep typing Gazooey. Gazio or something. Gazio. And I'm like, whoops.
It's my favorite character on The Sopranos.
Oh, yep, there was one in the live action. Oh my god, I think, who's this? Oh my god, it's Alan Cumming.
Are you serious? Oh my fucking god. Stop showing me that.
It's horrifying. I
hate it.
I love how terrible this is.
Oh my god, I hate it.
See, that's how I imagine if, what happened when aliens made contact. They were, like, if aliens came here, they were definitely, like, far, far, far beyond us. And then, like, you know, they were like, oh, you guys are cool, or whatever, and then left. And they accidentally left some stuff. And then they start, and that's when humans just started tinkering around with it, and they were like, we've become an intelligent race now. Because think about, like, how fast, like, cell phones went.
Are you,
I like you just laughed at me. And...
Are you, saying that the technology boom of the 90s is because of aliens?
I think so.
Mm. Okay.
You remember the episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved where they were talking about those lights that were over, like, Arizona or something like that? Some city. Yeah. Like, some random city, and there was, like, a whole bunch of lights. And they were like, those looked very weird. It looked like alien lights. And they were like, oh, no, it was just a military test or whatever. And then they, like, tried to replicate it, and there was, like, and people were like, no, that doesn't look like what we saw earlier. It's like, it looks completely different.
Was that in the 90s?
Yeah, I want to say it was like 1996 or 97 or something. Mm. Which I believe it. I buy it.
I mean, I guess.
I suppose.
It's funny because all of the things I've watched on, like, Ancient Aliens and, like, you know, proof of, like, aliens visiting way back when in the day. What the fuck is that? Stop. I hate it.
Sorry, I'm going to make this... I'm literally going to make this my Facebook, like, profile banner. I can't wait.
You absolutely should. Yeah, all the proof I've seen of, like, aliens visiting us, like, back in ancient Egypt and stuff is the fact that, like, humans wouldn't have had the technology to do stuff like build pyramids or whatever.
Oh, like, so, how they talk about on Ancient Aliens and shit?
Yeah. I can't remember what I was listening to or watching once, but, like, somebody was saying something to the effect of, like, white people would rather believe that aliens came to Earth than that brown people were smart enough to, like, build the pyramids.
They're like, mm.
I was like, oh.
They're like, yeah, definitely aliens. Those darkies could not have figured that out by themselves. I mean, look at them. Look at their tools. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, you just didn't think that we had the know-how to put this shit together. You come to my house and tell me what I can, what can't, I can and can't do. I'm sorry.
You come into my pyramid. You tell me my slaves couldn't have built this.
You tell me my millions of slaves couldn't. You're trying to tell me that I'm using my slaves wrong.
Are you trying to tell me how to use my expansive wealth? And unlimited power. Because I have got news for you, buddy.
I've got a swath, a plethora of slaves that will snap your neck.
A plethora. I told you I started watching the Ancient Aliens show. Is it called Ancient Aliens?
I want to say it is.
Yeah. With that weird Greek guy. He's so great. And literally, so it was like, the title of the episode was like, Aliens and Cover-Ups. So I was thinking like, oh, they're going to go over like Roswell and they're going to go over like whatever, right? But like 20 minutes in, it was like, one of the Egyptian pharaohs was probably a descendant of an alien. It's like, what? Like, what?
Oh, actually that feeds into like literally one of my favorite theories that the guy said, which was Jesus was an alien.
Oh, 100%.
I love that one. That one's my favorite one. They're like, Jesus is an alien. They're like, it's like, okay, but what about him saying that he's a son of God? It's like, everyone thinks that the theory of Jesus is an alien is valid because him saying that he's a son of God means that he's, like, descended from this particular alien or whatever. And I'm like, what? Well, it does make you think about, like, how in older stuff they're just like, I am... blah, son of blah. So what if Jesus was just like, I am Jesus, son of God? Or he God might have said something else. And they God perceived it as Jesus. God is the name of the alien? Yeah. Like, he could have said something that was, like, perceived similar to Jesus. It could have been like, I am Chazos, son of Gob.
They were like, oh, fuck, it's Jesus.
Somebody write that down. Write that down.
Carve that into your stone. We need to remember this.
And then all of the rest of the Bible, like, Revelations was just, like, this huge bloody battle that went on with Jesus. It was just like, we're, like, me and this one guy are, like, having this vicious fight against one another. I don't know. It's really funny. I like this story. I'm going to just start reading the Bible for inspiration. They're like, where'd you come up with a lot of your stories? I'm like, the Bible. It's great fantasy.
The greatest story of them all.
It's riveting. The character of Jesus. My favorite
fiction novel.
Jesus feels like a self-insert character. It's very funny. It's God's self-insert character. He was just like, I'm bored. The story of the Bible isn't going for me anymore. I'm going to self-insert myself. I am Jesus.
Just feels, it's like RPF.
That's why he goes away at some point. He's just like, he dies. He's like, I'm going to die for your sins. And he's just like, bye. And then flies away into the sky. And they're like, and then he flew away. That's the funniest part. Like, that also feeds into the Jesus is an alien theory. He just flies. Like, in the Bible, it literally says he just, like, flies away.
Does it say that
in the Bible? I swear, it's something like, and then he ascended into heaven. And I'm like.
Yeah, he ascended. Well, yeah,
he just got into his fucking ship and flew away. That's what it was. And they're like, one day he'll be back. That's, Revelations is, like, full fanfic. They were waiting for him to come back.
This is my new favorite theory, that the Bible is just RPF. And you have a bunch of people commenting, like, Jesus is a Mary Sue.
He is too overpowered. He's just doing whatever he wants. He just flies off.
He has no real motivation.
He just shows up whenever he wants to. What happened to that whole, like, 20 years where he just disappeared?
Oh my god. Walk on water.
That's the backstory that everyone wants. Everyone wants that 20 years of what happened to Jesus. I can't wait for that riveting coming of age movie. What happened? Jesus, the 20s.
The teens.
Yeah.
It's like an edgy teen movie. It's like the movie 13, but with Jesus.
It's to get kids motivated and psyched about Jesus.
Jesus is edgy too.
Again, that's why I really love that theory that Jesus is an alien, because it feels totally plausible.
Yeah, I love it.
Part of that theory is just like all of those major figures in religions were aliens. Like, they were probably all part of the same squad, and we're just like, hey, let's just branch off and go to these random places and do shit, and then we'll see what happens. And then it's just like, Jesus became the most popular! It's like, no, there's also this popular guy over here.
They were just competing.
Yeah. I like the theory of that. Aliens would be, like, super petty and come here to just, like, use us for their own competition. They're like, let's see which one of us is most popular.
I would definitely believe that.
they're like YouTubers in that sense. It's like, who can develop the most rabid fan base? And the Christians are just really like, arr!
Well, whatever alien was playing Jesus, he really won, because they're still out there.
It's true. And they're vicious.
Yeah.
I feel like with Muslims, his fan base is just way more chill. It's like that fan base is just like, hey, don't bother us, but we're like real chill, you know.
Don't bother us.
Like, y'all do you. You can do whatever. Just don't bother me, and we're good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same with Judaism. They're just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus was a cool alien, but I don't think he was the best next alien.
True. Now we're having, like, alien fights. We're just like, I think this alien was, like, you know, a lot more cool than that one. Which alien do you stand most? Is it green? Is it tall? Is it tall, skinny, gray, big heads with the big eyes? Is it amorphous blobs? Is it lights?
Is it Alan Cumming in the Flintstones movie?
Which I think was called Viva Rock Vegas.
Oh my god, of course it was.
I'm gonna look it up on Amazon, I keep forgetting.
Do you know what alien I always liked was Marvin the Martian?
Oh, he from was, Looney Tunes. He was great. Mm-hmm. It was... I remember there was one point where they had him actually talk.
Oh, he always talked.
Did he?
Yeah, he had like a her kind of voice.
Yeah, but I thought that was a... I thought he wasn't actually talking. It was just like a noise he was making that mimicked talking, if that makes sense.
No, I think he spoke... spoke human speech. There was like a whole... there was a whole like movie slash like... alternate universe of Looney Tunes where Daffy Duck was a space explorer named Duck Dodgers. I remember this so vividly. Oh,
I do vaguely remember Duck Dodgers. That's so funny. I totally forget about that. It's weird the things you can forget.
It was called Duck Dodgers of the 24th and a half century or something like that. And he was like a space explorer. And he definitely... Marvin the Martian, I think, was his, like, antagonist.
Wow.
Or, like, they had a very, like, Zim and Dib relationship where, like, they were both kind of the antagonist to each other. They each thought of themselves as the protagonist.
That is very interesting. I never really thought about it with Invader Zim, because it's like, we follow Zim a lot, so you think that he is the protagonist, but he's, like, kind of the antagonist.
That's my favorite thing about Invader Zim, is that Zim literally thinks he is doing the Lord's work. He's just really just invading the Earth extremely badly.
He's like, I'm prepping Earth for human takeover. It's like, you're not doing very well.
He's literally the worst alien invader ever.
I'm just, like, wondering how old he's supposed to be.
Zim?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think they ever really go into... I don't think they ever really go into that race at all. Like, details about, like, what that race is like. His True. Race of aliens. Other than the fact that they just worship tall people.
That's true. The two, The ones that they all suck up to are just the tallest ones.
Mm-hmm. They're literally called the tallest.
And I'm also wondering how old they're supposed to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I always got the feeling that they were, like, that they were all, like, hundreds of years old, that they lived a very long time, but that, like, Zim was just in, like, his adolescence. So he was maybe, like, 100, which is, like, maybe 13 or 14 to them.
I also was thinking that. That's, like, what makes the most sense, because I'm like, is he supposed to be, like, an actual child or no?
Yeah, I think he's supposed to be, like, he's not in human years a child, but to that race, he is, like, an adolescent.
Interesting. Well, that's just another interesting depiction of aliens within media. We try to be different sometimes.
Invader Zim is one of my favorite depictions of aliens because it really paints them as perhaps dumber than we think they are. Even though they have really good technology, they're actually not that smart.
Yeah, I like the theory that they can be like super incompetent. Or I like how they, like, have the alien on American Dad with Roger. Like,
oh, yes.
I would believe that they would be, like, really ridiculous. Or at least, like, if we got contact from one of them, they would be someone with a weird temperamental personality or something.
I love Roger.
I know. I just love that idea that aliens could be like that. They're like, yeah, they're here, but they just want to do fun stuff like lie and live their lives and steal.
And be a drag queen or whatever his, like, alter ego is.
Just do whatever you want. They just want to do what they want.
Doesn't he, like, dress up in a female, like, persona? Isn't that part of his character?
Well, he has tons of personas, so...
Oh, okay.
They vary. Yeah. They vary depending on the episode.
I haven't seen that many episodes of American Dad, but I feel like every time I watch it, Roger is, like, definitely a female and is, like, sleeping with a man.
It's quite frequent, but it's not all the time.
Gotcha. I love it. Loving that concept.
I mean, I love these... I don't know. I love the whole theory of aliens. I love the theory of space and, like, what is beyond? What is out there? What's out yonder window?
I like that... Well, Invader Zim and American Dad treat it very similarly, where, like, they're very clearly aliens, but all the humans are just like, oh, that's a person.
It's very true.
It's like one of the, like, main things in Invader Zim is that Dib is just like, how does everyone not see that this is an alien? And everyone's just like, no, he's just a kid with a skin condition.
Because I feel like that's very, I feel like that would be very factual. People would very much do something along those lines.
Yeah, humans are that dumb. People just see what they want to see, truly.
Truly. So they were like, someone who's like, that's an alien, those are aliens. They're like, oh, shut up, Kevin, you've always been screaming about aliens, and there's been none yet.
Oh, shut up, Kevin. Yeah.
I mean, kind of like with Clark on Smallville.
Oh, you mean Clark Kent?
Hey, stop making fun of my handwriting. I forgot a leg on the K.
I love Clark.
Good old Clark Kent.
Good old Clark. Yeah, I used to love Smallville.
I did too. They really, like... Honestly, I've never been into Superman, but they really made Superman interesting.
They made him sexy, which is funny because I think that...
Continue.
I mean, the guy who played him was obviously hot, but I think, like, they made the, like...
Tom Welling.
Yeah, Tom Welling. They made the concept of Superman sexy, which I think that when that character was first created... He was very sexy, but then he got very boring because there were so many other more interesting superheroes in general. But then, true. Like, Smallville took that original, like, intrigue of Superman and was like, oh, we're just gonna, like, sex it up for, like, this generation.
I mean, they had a rockin' theme song. Somebody save me!
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. I mean, that was the theme song. That's how you knew Aliens was coming. Save me!
Oh, my God, dude. You know what show we forgot to mention in our list?
What?
Kyle XY.
Oh, well, that wasn't Aliens, was it?
Yeah, he was an alien, remember? Because he didn't have a belly button?
No, I thought he was like a clone or something.
He was a clone? I thought he was an alien.
I was pretty sure it was clones.
Oh, damn. Hold on. I definitely thought he was an alien.
Wrong sci-fi element. No, I think that was science run amok. Like, he was a clone who was grown in, like, a bathtub or some bullshit like that. I just like how you're looking it up, but you're just like, I'm pretty sure he was an alien. It's like, no, he was a clone. I'm fairly certain.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. Oh, why did I think he was an alien? Anyway, I do remember that he didn't have a fucking belly button.
True.
It's like, literally the fucking poster of the show is like him showing his abs, but there's no belly button. Ugh, that's so funny. Also, the guy who played him was so weird looking.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's also attractive. It's weird.
He is, but he's also weird looking. Is he gay?
Yes, yes, he is.
Aww.
I think he has a child with his partner.
I just saw a picture of him and his partner, and I was like, aw, that's cute. Anyway, enough about Kyle X.
Enough about those gays. Back to aliens.
I can't even see your face now. Fully vertical.
I'm just like fully lying down. It's like fully goodbye. Horizontal, yeah. Just laying lies on floor.
Hey guys, what's up?
No, I also like the theory of the last one I had on here was like the inside of Earth is hollow and that's where the aliens are. They live inside Earth. I know, it's so stupid, and they're like, the reason why we see aliens sometimes is that the aliens come outside of Earth to check and make sure that we're not, like, fucking up the surface. I'm like, none of that makes any sense.
What do they do down there?
I know, right? I guess they just have, like, a civilized society that they have down there, just in the middle of the Earth.
So aliens are mole people?
I guess. I'm like, all right. They have no sun down there.
All right. Do you believe in mole people?
Ew. I don't. I think that's gross.
I think it's gross. Oh, God.
I mean, yeah, I'm not into it. So,
if anything was going to make me believe in mole people, it was taking the DC Metro for 5 years.
No, you just become a mole person because you use the metro.
Hmm?
You just become the mole person because you're on the metro.
Yeah, exactly. If you ride the metro enough, you just become a mole person.
You're like, ah, the underground.
There's a really good book. I think it's by Neil Gaiman. Neil Gaze. That's about, like, the London underground.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen the synopsis.
Yeah, Neverwhere, I think it's called.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, have you read it?
Yeah, I actually, when I was taking an English class in, like, freshman year, we read it in that class. It was really good.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, American Gods is also, or not American Gods, that was already turned into a TV show. What's the other one? Good Omens is being turned into a show.
Yeah, with David Tennant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, speaking of Doctor Who.
I know, I was like, good God, we've come full circle. Is that how we're ending our episode on aliens? Just coming full circle.
Talking about David Tennant?
Yeah, well, I mean, I also like the theory of, like, from Doctor Who of, like, the silence, those aliens.
Yeah.
Where they're like, you see these aliens and you're like horrified, but they also, like, you forget that you ever saw them.
Yeah. They're a really cool concept alien. I think that's the thing about Doctor Who is they have the really, they have the coolest, like, although, have you ever seen Star Trek really at all?
I watched the new Star Trek.
Okay, because I feel like the original, like, Star Trek TV series probably has a lot of cool alien stuff that we just don't know about because we've never seen it.
Yeah, I know the new Star Trek that I'm watching has, like, pretty cool aliens. There's one that's, like, this giant amphibious alien. He's, like, the second-in-command on the ship.
Mm. Yeah, I wanted to give Star Trek a shout out, even though I've never seen it, because I was talking about how Doctor Who is, like, great concept aliens, and I feel like Star Trek is probably equally, if not more so, good concept of, like, space exploration, so.
I agree. I feel like you should definitely watch Star Trek Discovery. I know you watched, like, an episode or something with me when you came to visit in New York, but.
Yeah, we watched a little bit together.
I feel like you would enjoy it. Also, there's not, like, a ton of episodes for you to, like, try and catch up on.
Yeah, I've really always wanted to watch the original Star Trek, to be honest. It looks like a good 60s time.
I've considered it, but at the same time, I'm just like, do I really want to do that? Do I?
It's one of those things that's like, oh, it's on my list. but, like, it's way down there.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, one thing's for sure, I'm definitely going to have to watch these Flintstones movies.
Yes.
That may be the next thing that's happening on, it's 3 a.m., but we'll see. Who knows?
Well, God bless Catherine. Godspeed, Catherine.
If we can make it through Luna, we can make it through anything. That was just a lot of videos.
Oh my god. Oh, maybe aliens are, K-pop stars. I believe that.
Like, it's that foreign, and it's that strange, and out there. They're all aliens.
That's gonna be my new conspiracy theory, is that all K-pop stars are just aliens who came down to Earth.
No, their dancing is to distract us from aliens. It's to hypnotize us, to...
Yeah.
To get us with, like, oh, look at this. Look at this over here. There aren't aliens. Aliens aren't there. Aliens aren't there.
Look at this over here. If you play their music backwards, you hear the hidden messages.
Really what it is they're just trying to desensitize us to aliens so that when they actually, like, the shit comes out, we're just like, of course, like, at this point, it's like, I know the government's covering it up. They're like, yeah, we full-on have alien proof. Here's an alien museum that we built. It's like, we've had aliens since, like, the 1800s. And there's, like, a full fucking museum that just shows the progression of how aliens have been here. It's like, well, I knew it. I fucking knew it.
We already slaughtered them all. Like we did with the Native Americans.
Manifest destiny, bitch.
Wonderful. We own another solar system now.
No, see, white that's...
people would do that shit.
Hey, see, that's why I buy the whole Earth is a prison.
It would, you know what, it would be the fucking British. Like, I know they're not even, like, a world superpower anymore, but, like, they would fucking do it.
You guys! You did this! You trapped us here in this prison of Earth.
If anything, aliens are gonna come down and just get revenge on us.
That's what, they're gonna do a revenge reboot, and it's just gonna be about aliens killing humans. For what they did.
Like, yeah. Undercover.
I love that theory.
This is good. Let's go write this.
Anyway, what's our next episode gonna be?
You're the worst.
Whoa, that's coming back soon, though.
It is. It's gonna be the final season, right?
Yes. The sooner we watch that, the sooner we can actually get around to doing that episode.
Yeah, we are. We are gonna finally do that episode.
I feel like it's gonna be a summer special.
Our episode of doing that?
It's just gonna be a summer special. It's like, hey, this episode's coming out around the summer when we finish watching it.
Hey!
Well, we haven't talked about... I don't think we've talked about anime in a while.
We haven't talked about what?
Anime.
Anime?
Yeah.
Except for my 30-minute Bleach rant.
True. Plus, Neo Yokio is coming back soon with... Oh, well, that'll definitely have to be in our Christmas episode. Oh, I guess the Christmas episode's coming up soon.
Yeah, we are gonna have a Christmas episode.
I don't know if it'll be next episode or not. Honestly, I feel like what we'll end up doing is we will probably just watch, like, a bunch of Christmas stuff, and then the next two episodes will just be Christmas things. I'll just divide the episodes up.
I like that we're planning what we're gonna do on air. That's really professional and put together of us.
Hey, I'm just telling you what's happening. I'm just keeping everyone informed. I'm just saying, we are definitely doing a Christmas episode.
We know that our demon boss is listening, and we're just letting him know. We know what we're doing, all right?
Please don't cancel us.
Again.
Looks at phone, waiting for phone call.
Well, it's me that he doesn't like, right? We decided that.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He likes Catherine.
Well, I don't know if he even really likes me. He doesn't even mention me.
I think he feels neutral about you. But what? I think he definitely doesn't like me. But he likes Catherine.
I mean, I don't know.
That's just how I feel. So he can at me himself.
I was going to say, we can definitely discuss that at the company picnic.
Oh, God, I forgot about that. Are we allowed to bring booze to that thing? Is it BYOB?
Well, it's in Hail. Good old Hail.
Hail. Oh, it's way there in Hail. Great. So, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, Christmas
anyway,
episode.
Tune in next time to hear how the company picnic went.
Yeah. Christmas episode, things are happening. There are definitely stuff coming out from Netflix within the next like couple of days.
Yeah, I mean it is December. You know, we gotta jingle our jangles here, so
that's true. There's so
get
much
ready for some Christmas.
There's
fun.
So much to be jangled.
There is so much to be jangled.
Time to get our jingle. Time to get the jingle on. All right. As always, thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Jingle, 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 jingle.